Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
The Buddy Bears are on the show today, folks, so keep that channel changer handy. I'm bored. I'm extremely bored. I am so bored, I can't stand it.
Hey!
We're talking bored here. Maybe there'll be something on TV that'll relieve this boredom.
We are proud to present a 27-hour documentary, Your Friend, the Paperclip.
Und this here latex-based paint takes 15 hours to dry. Let's watch.
You are watching the All Phone Book Channel.
Johnson, Frank, 474 Elm Drive, 555-7693. Johnson, Frederick B., 11340 Crescent View Boulevard.
Missed my favorite part. Well, looks like I'm going to have to cause some trouble. Who can I annoy? This is why dogs were invented, you know. What you are about to see, folks, is an especially rotten thought that I've been saving for an emergency. I just cut this picture out of the book and slip in this old mirror. By the way, kids, I'm a professional. Don't try this at home. You shouldn't be eating dog food, you know.
Huh?
Bad for cows.
Huh?
Just what I said. A cow like yourself shouldn't be eating dog food. Of course you're a cow. Don't be ludicrous. Well, this is silly. Come on, I'll prove it to you. All right, what does it say under this picture? That's right, it says cow. Now, what does this picture look like? That's right, you. Well, there you are. Hey, you don't believe me? Go out and see what the people on the street say. Yeah, sometimes I can't stand me either. My, what a fine-looking cow. Hi, bossy.
Huh?
Oh, look at the cute cow. This must be a dairy farm here. Why, as sure as I'm a cowboy, that there is a right fine cow. Yes, sir, I know a cow when I see one.
Gee, Odie didn't finish the food I left out for him. I hope he's all right.
Yuck.
Odie, what's wrong? This is strange, even for a house with Garfield in it. Odie, has someone made you think you're a cow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on inside. You and I need to have a long talk. So you understand, Odie, you are a dog, not a cow.
Yeah.
Would you like to get even with Garfield for tricking you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, listen carefully. Here's what we're going to do. First, I'm going to move everything out of the kitchen, and then...
Poor dummy Odie, believing he's a cow. Oh, I need a snack. Moo, I'm a cow. Moo. That dog has chopped kidney for brains. The refrigerator, it evaporated. And so did the microwave. And the stove. The stove is gone too. My worst nightmare come true.
Forget it, baby. I want $2 million up front and a percentage of gross.
Emergency. Major emergency.
Hey, be with you in a second, sweetie. Hey, I have the only cow in the world that looks like a dog. You want it for your show? You gotta pay. Get back to me.
Important things in kitchen missing.
Have you heard, Gar? Odie's not a dog. He's been a cow all along.
You're not giving this the seriousness it deserves.
Think of it, a cow that looks like a dog. I'll make a fortune. If you're worried about those old appliances in the kitchen, I threw them all away.
Threw them away?
Now that I'm going to be rich, I can buy all new appliances. People don't believe I have a cow that looks like a dog, but when they see Odie, I'll be rich.
Oh, no. John thinks Odie's a cow and he's betting everything of his on it, and worse, everything of mine. I have to undo it all. Maybe there's time to save the microwave, at least I hope. Odie, it was all a joke. You're not a cow, you're a dog. I played a trick on you and made you think you were a cow, but you're really a dog, and you've been a dog all along. Do you forgive me?
No.
Odie, you can't be a cow because cows give milk, and you don't give milk.
No.
That's not how cows give milk. Odie, you can't be a cow because boy cows have horns, and you don't have horns.
No.
Not those kind of horns.
No.
I have to do something. I know. My, look at that fine dog there. Dog, not cow, dog. Oh, look at that doggy. D-O-G spells dog. What a cute dog.
Well, look at that.
Wrong hat.
Well, look at that there dog. I know a dog when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
Odie, Odie, speak to me, Odie.
Moo!
That's enough, Odie. I think Garfield's learned his lesson.
Lesson? What lesson? This isn't an educational program.
The appliances are all out on the back porch, Garfield. And now you know what it feels like to be fooled. Come on, cow.
Moo!
I knew it. Come on, I knew it. I was just playing along. I knew you were kidding. You didn't fool me. Didn't fool me for a second. You were watching. You know I wasn't fooled. I knew all along. You believe me, right?
Roy is building a life-size statue of Thomas Jefferson out of okra.
How educational. Plus, it has vitamin D in it.
I'm telling you, I knew all along. They didn't fool me for a second. You guys know, I knew that Odie didn't really think he was a cow. You believe me, don't you? I give up. Come on, Odie. John! John! Odie's foaming at the mouth! Mad dog! Mad dog! Oh, by the way, you're all out of shaving cream.
I just live here. I don't ask questions.
Yo, help! Doc in need of help! Major assistance required! It's National Don't Mention Meat or someone will hit you with a banana cream pie day. If you mention a kind of meat, someone will hit you with a banana cream pie!
What? You mean I'll get hit with a banana cream pie if I mention no prime rib? That's a lot of baloney. Who do I complain to about this? I got a real beef. That's it. That's enough. Roy has had it. I quit. I'm walking.
Roy, you don't want to quit being the rooster here on the farm?
No, not the farm. I'm quitting this cartoon show. I've had it with all this low comedy. I have my career to think of. I have too much at stake. I said steak, S-T-A-K-E, not state, S-T-E-A-K.
Roy, you're a cartoon character, and cartoon characters get hit with pies.
Not this cartoon character. I'm gonna find a show where my superior dramatic acting is appreciated. I don't care if people do think I'm a ham.
Roy's quitting? Oh, now we are in a stew.
Wade, that's what you get for being so frank.
You gotta get me another job, Bernie. They keep humiliating me. Last week, do you know what they wanted me to wear? A chicken suit!
Roy, sweetie, baby. I'd love to schmooze, but I'm skying to Gotham for confab.
Never mind that Hollywood talk. You're my agent. Get me a new show.
Well, there's one I can put you on.
I'll take it!
Okay, come with me. I'll take you to the set.
What's up? What light through yonder window breaks? It is the East.
Okay, Roy. This here are your new co-stars.
I'm Bobby Buddy Bear.
I'm Billy Buddy Bear.
I'm Birdie Buddy Bear.
And we're the Buddy Bears.
We teach children to be sweet and kind and always agree with everybody.
Oh, yes, we do. Always agree.
We agree with everybody.
I won't get hit with pies.
Oh, no.
We never hit anyone with pies.
That's not educational and uplifting.
We never do anything that's not educational and uplifting.
I hope I haven't made a mistake.
Ahem. Filling in for our usual rooster this morning is me, Cock-a-doodle-doo. Thank you. I hate being an office temp.
Yo, Wade, am I in time for Roy's new show? I want to see it.
He got a good time slot. 5 a.m.
He'll do fine. He's really going to bring home the bacon. I thought that holiday was yesterday.
They held it over.
And now it's time for the Buddy Bears.
Oh, we are the Buddy Bears. We always get along. Each day we do a little dance and sing a little song. If you ever disagree, it means that you are wrong. Oh, we are the Buddy Bears. We always get along.
On today's show, we are going to teach you that whatever the group decides is always right.
And if you disagree, then you're just a troublemaker.
And to prove this, let's introduce our newest friend, Big Bad Buddy Bird.
Hello, I'm Big Bad Buddy Bird. I never agree with the group. I set a bad example for impressionable children everywhere.
We will show you what happens when you don't go along with the gang. I think we should go to a salad bar for lunch.
Well, in that case, I think we should go to a salad bar for lunch. I do not feel like salad, but since the group is never wrong, let's go to a salad bar for lunch.
I am Big Bad Buddy Bird, and I want Chinese food.
You see what happens when you disagree, kids?
Gosh, I guess I should have gone along with the gang.
This next example takes place in an ice cream shop. I will have French vanilla, please.
Then I will have French vanilla, please. We will all have French vanilla, please.
I want chocolate.
This once again shows you what happens when you don't get along.
Yes, they drop a 16-ton safe on you.
Before we forget, children, remember that this is just a TV show.
Yes! Do not attempt dropping 16-ton safes on your friends at home. It could be dangerous.
Here we are at the amusement park. I would like to go on the horsey ride.
In that case, I would like to go on the horsey ride.
Since we should always get along and agree, I would like to go on the horsey ride.
No, no, I'm not going out there.
Get out on that stage.
We want to go on the horsey ride. What do you want to do, Big Bad Buddy Bird?
If I do my line, will you promise not to drop a 16-ton safe on me, please?
I promise!
And I promise!
And I promise!
All right, then. I don't want to go on the horsey ride. I want to go on the roller coaster.
We did not drop a 16-ton safe on you.
We dropped 2 16-ton safes on you.
Would it have done any good to save the tunnel of love?
So you see, kids, never have an opinion of your own, or someone will drop a 16-ton safe on you.
Here's yet another example.
No, no more examples. Kids, don't listen to any of this. These bears are dangerous. You should have opinions of your own. You should think and decide and not listen to what everyone else says.
Wait a minute.
What is he?
That's not a description. Don't pay any
use your own mind. Don't do everything your friends do just because they do it. Have a brain of your own. Let's show them it. The truth isn't always right.
We are experiencing technical difficulties with the Buddy Bear Show. Please stand by.
14 minutes.
What, pray tell, is 14 minutes?
That's how long I figure it'll be before Roy is here to beg for his old job back. 13 minutes 56 seconds, 13 minutes 57 seconds.
Listen, you gotta give me my old job back.
3 seconds early, not bad.
Please, 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 pretty please, with T-bills on top, you gotta take me back.
Gee, Roy, I thought getting hit with pies was beneath you.
Beneath me? I love slapstick comedy. Watch this. Filet mignon, salami, T-bone, pot roast, meatloaf. See? I live for laughs.
Well, I think the show needs Roy.
And I agree that the show needs Roy.
Well, I feel the show needs Roy, too. I'm not taking any chances.
Once upon a time, and don't you just love stories that begin once upon a time? There was a heavenly place. It was high atop the northernmost cloud in the sky. This was the dispatching post for all guardian angels like myself. That's me on the end there.
Angels, fall in! This platoon is doing excellent work, with one exception. Angel Puss, what is our mission?
To help cats and dogs get along.
I can't hear you!
To help cats and dogs get along, sir. Sir, I was wondering. I'm the only one here who hasn't been issued a harp. And I really have my heart set.
How many missions have you carried out successfully?
Well, counting the next one? One.
First, you complete a mission without botching things up. Then we'll talk about a harp for you. Fall out!
Yes, ma'am. I mean, sir.
And polish that halo!
He was, of course, right. As an angel, I was a winged disaster. But I was determined that my next mission would be a success. Let's see who my next assignment is. Garfield the cat. Down, please.
Garfield, I don't want you to do anything rotten to Odie while I'm gone.
What have I ever done to Odie that was rotten?
I'm keeping a list of all the mean things you do to Odie.
Oh, that was a good one. I'll have to do that one again.
This only covers this morning. No more picking on Odie. Do I make myself clear?
As clear as a chocolate malted. All right, time to get to work. And now, in the interest of better East-West relations, kicking Odie off the table, Russian style.
Hey!
Hey! Ha! That's my favorite thing in the whole world. No, wait, I forgot about sleeping.
Oh, I have a lot of work to do here.
And then there's watching TV. Do I like watching TV more than I like kicking Odie off the table? Boy, that's a tough one.
Don't worry, puppy. I'll get you something to eat.
And then I really enjoy mailing Nirmal to Abu Dhabi. Ooh, decisions, decisions. My light snack. My light snack is so light it's floating away. That's mine and that's mine and that and that and that and that. The nerve of him, stealing all his food that I stole from the refrigerator.
And now, back to our program, Dog Food Through the Ages.
Yeah, eating is still number one. Sleeping's number two. And now, for my third favorite thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first interplanetary launch of a puppy dog. 3, 2, 1, lift off!
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Now I'm gonna watch what I wanna watch.
Renaissance, dog food was an important...
Welcome back to the All Lasagna Channel.
Pilgrims served dog food at the first Thanksgiving. Years later...
I can't seem to do anything mean to Odie. What's wrong?
Well, here's something I know I can do. Okay, here I come. On my mark, get me set, go! Something is not right here. In my bed? Oh no! Odie!
Huh?
No, I don't think so. I can't pester Odie. I've lost my touch. I'm over the hill.
Oh, I did it. I did it. I finally did something right.
What? What did you do right?
Sir, I taught that cat a lesson.
That cat?
I'm washed up. I can't even handle a puppy with the IQ of a brick.
You were supposed to make them friends. All you've done is scare that cat out of a couple of his lives. Forget it, Angel Puss. You'll never get that harp.
But, sir, I blew it.
I'm nothing. I'm less than nothing. You brought that for me?
Uh-huh.
After all the rotten and semi-rotten things I've tried to do to you?
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks, but it's no use, Odie. The old Garfield's gone. I've lost my zing. I can't even kick you off the table anymore. This is it. My chance to prove I'm me again. I can't do it. Something will happen. I've lost my touch for this. I did it. Odie, I did it. I'm me again. The old Garfield is back. Odie, don't slurp.
There's no telling what rotten thing Garfield has done to Odie while I've been out.
Heads, great boy. Odie, you're my best buddy, and I'll never do anything mean to you. At least until the next cartoon.
I don't get it, but whatever came over you two... What's that?
Sounds like harp music.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? And so they lived happily ever after.
At least until the next cartoon.